Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Going to be beautiful today and tomorrow. Plenty of time to get out and still get some things done in the lawn. And quickly approaching a time where you can just throw up your hands and say, okay, we're going to plan for next year.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the thing of it is, too, I don't think this summer has really been that bad.
No.
We've had some timely rainfalls and so forth. A lot of lawns still today, you know, are green. And, you know, it's a result of some of the timely rainfalls that we've had here this summer.
Uh-huh.
But right now, we're really in a fortunate position, in my opinion. And that's because of the temperatures. The weather's so conducive right now. As we've just turned the door and walked into the month of March, to really look at your lawn.
August.
Look at the lawn during, you know, while we're today, tomorrow, the weather's great. You know, determine, hey, do I need to move on? Do I need to plan? Do I need to renovate the lawn? Do I need to do a total renovation? Do I just need to repair and all that good stuff?
Do I need to do the Robin Tidwell approach?
Right.
Remember that a couple of years ago?
She tore into hers a couple of years ago and really did a magnificent job, by the way. You know, she was dealing with zoysia grass. And I haven't heard from Robin in a while, but I know that she really made it look nice, that's for sure. But she had the equipment to do it as well.
She brought the bobcat in.
She brought it in and shaved that off. That's good memory there, Ernie.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we're in the month of August, I always say it, you know, it's maintenance for the most part, but with the temperatures the way that they are and what the forecast looks like, it's ideal to go after some of the weeds, the broadleaf weeds, and even some of the grassy weeds that are in our landscape, that are in our lawns, because temperature is what it's all about when you spray herbicides. That temperature range, anywhere from 60 to 85, is ideal. Once you break 85 degrees, believe it or not, those products are not as effective. And whenever somebody sells you something and tells you to go after above 85 and 90, I would be very, you know, I would have to question that, scratch my head and say, hey, what's going on here? Because weeds, they kind of shut down too, you know, and they're not going to take in the product, and they're just as stressed as the lawn is, believe it or not. And, they're a little bit smarter than we are sometimes. So with the temperatures being where they're going to be the next week, take advantage of it. And, one of my favorite products by far, we talk about it all the time, if you're trying to get rid of some broadleaf weeds in the lawn, is Weed Free Zone from Fertilume. And Weed Free Zone does a great job. There's a number of different, you know, there's a combination of compounds in it that make it really, really effective. That's dicamba, 2,4-D is a little stronger than what you find in some of your typical weed killers, carfentrazone. So this combination really gets into the plant a lot quicker and is more effective in getting rid of it for you, so you can turn the corner, go into the month of September, and be ready to sow grass seed. Now, the reason why I'm really honing in on this is, just as you stated as we start the show, Ernie, it's temperatures. So it's ideal. Let's take advantage of it, and then we'll be ready at the beginning of September. And, you know, it's also good if you have to come back a little bit later and go after some of the more difficult to get rid of weeds, like you talk often about creeping Charlie.
Yes.
You know, that is one of those it's best suited to go after that particular broadleaf weed, you know, a.k.a. creeping Charlie. It's common ground cover is what we're talking about in the fall season, right before it goes dormant, because all of its energy is starting to translocate downward into the root structure. So it takes that product in, it's more effective. But I love this weather. And if you, you know, if you're having issues too with nutsedge, you know, that's another one I'm seeing in a lot of lawns. Not as much in mine anymore. I'm really happy with, I stayed the course. I would go after it year after year after year. It takes a couple years sometimes to get rid of nutsedge. But this is ideal to go after your lawn, redo it. And I'm putting some emphasis on this because when you're using selective herbicides, always, always read the label. More is not better. We say that all the time. And on that same note, you know, when you're using selective herbicides, what's important to know, and when you're reading the label, is how many days you need to wait before you can sow grass seed. That's important. And that's why I'm putting some emphasis on this right now, is because Usually it's 14 to 21 days, but read the label. All the products are different. The combinations are different.
Sure.
And that's why it's important to read the label and not just go at it on a wing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But are you...
Well, there's a place there in the back where we're talking about maybe just giving up and killing it all. Mm-hmm. And it's your favorite place, too. It's the hill. And that Creeping Charlie has sort of taken over where we had some plants in. And so Lisa and I were talking about this just the other day that we very well might just go ahead and kill everything off and start new.
And when you say a total kill off, that's using a product like, you know, Roundup or Kills-All, which I prefer Kills-All. It's a lot less expensive than Roundup, and it does a better job, and it has more glyphosate in it.
Uh-huh.
But the beauty of using Kills-All or Roundup is that it will damage or kill anything it comes in contact with. But by the time everything dies off, all you need to do is rake all that old stuff out, and you can sow seed right away. So there's a benefit there.
Right.
So if you're going to do a total lawn renovation, let's just say you want to get rid of everything, like what you're explaining about that big mountain in the back. Go after it with Kills-All, and by the time it dies off, you're going to need to take a power rake or something in there and get everything off the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everything's graded out the way you want it to be.
Right.
And, you know, just go after it and sow grass seed, and you're right on. And be ready to do that at the beginning of September. You'll have all of September going into the most of October, midway or even perhaps further, and the lawn gets established.
So if we do that, then would you recommend coming back and doing some early seeding again next year?
Perhaps. It just depends. You know, you need to determine, you know, when you do all of this, you know, just how did things come in? So if you have some of those areas that are still troubled, you just need to rework those.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of ground we're going to cover this morning about, you know, coming back and getting the lawn back in shape. I know they're green for right now, but a lot of the green is good-looking clover. It's good-looking whatever, which is to be expected because we've had some timely rains.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, go after it. I mean, you know, and as we get into the beginning of September, that's a whole nother time frame when we get into the Fertilin three-step lawn program.
Gotcha.
That's just right around the corner, too. So even more reason to get out to your local garden centers and nurseries today, tomorrow, early next week. Get with somebody. If you have some questions about renovating the lawn or going after some issues in the lawn, now is the time to start planning to do it. Get it done and be ready. And I say this all the time. It's not difficult to get a nice lawn together.
Sure.
It's all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be a good hitter or baseball player, you got to have good timing.